ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ये यथा मां प्रपद्यन्ते ॐ सां तथैव भजामि अहं मम वर्त्मा अनुवर्तन्ते मनुष्या सर्वशः ये यथा मां प्रपद्यन्ते तथैव भजाम्यहम् मम वर्त्मानुवर्तन्ते मनुष्याः पार्थ सर्वशः ये यथा मां प्रपद्यन्ते तथैव भजाम्यहम् मम वर्त्मानुवर्तन्ते मनुष्याः पार्थ सर्वशः ये यथा मां प्रपद्यन्ते तथैव भजाम्यहम् मम वर्त्मानुवर्तन्ते मनुष्याः पार्थ सर्वशः।
I reward accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Sita.
Yejathamam prapadyante tam svateiva bhajami aham mamo vartmano vartante manushya partha sarva. Rama Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Sri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the jive swarupa nitya Krishna Das. Actually, our position is eternal servant of Krishna. This is our real position. But artificially we are trying to become master. This is called Maya. Actually, my position is servant. Just like woman, natural position is to remain dependent on man. That is natural position. But if some woman artificially tries to become man or master, that is covering. That is covering. We have given this example that in India, the woman, they voluntarily surrender to the subjugation of the husband. But there are many families, hundreds and thousands, they are happy. That's a fact. And in the Western countries, they want to remain independent. So they are not honest. This is my study, because I have seen the Western world and the Eastern world. Similarly, naturally, woman is dependent. Similarly, we are prakriti. Prakriti means one who is controlled, that is called prakriti. And purusha means the controller. So, our position in this material world, that we have revolted against Krishna, why shall I serve Krishna? Therefore, we are subjugated by the external energy, Krishna's energy, materialness. We are not supposed to be controlled by material nature, so that we are now under the jurisdiction of repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita, that na jayate na mriyate va kadachit. For the living entity, there is no death, there is no birth. But this is something fictitious. Everyone of us experience birth and death. But the real fact is na jayate na mriyate va. But we are so foolish, we do not inquire that in the Shastra it is said that we have no birth and no death, then why I am dying and I am taking my birth? This is our punishment. We are actually, our real conscious position is to be controlled by Krishna. But because you have revolted against Krishna, therefore we are servant of Maya. Servant is my nature. Therefore it is called Jidathamang Prabhadante. If you surrender to Krishna, then Krishna controls you. He takes care of you. But if you do not surrender to Krishna, but your position is to surrender, you have to surrender to the laws of material nature and you'll become true. Therefore, jidatha maam prabhadante. Maam prabhadante, Krishna and Krishna's energy, shakti shakti matayo abhinna. Krishna's energy is also controller. Dugdha. Sisti sthiti palaya sadhana shakti rita thai vajasab bhuvanani vibhakti durga. Durga is the shakti, external energy. She has got also immense power. Sisti sthiti palaya sadhana. Material nature is very strong. Creating, maintaining and destroying. Sisti sthiti palaya shakti thai. But she is acting under the direction of Krishna. Mayat dhakshena prakriti swati sacharatam. Material energy is very strong, very powerful, you can know that. If there is a strong storm, immediately, so many houses, so many trees and plants can immediately uprooted. Material nature. If there is big storm in the ocean, it can inundate many cities, many towns. Material energy is very, very strong. That is stated, Devi Jisa Gunamayi Mamavada. So we are under the control of the material energy. Here is a scientist, he knows how much we are controlled by the material energy. The material nature is also Krishna. Material nature, because material nature is the energy of Krishna, just like this light is distributing illumination. This illumination is also light. The illumination is coming from the light, therefore, so far illumination is concerned, there is in the lamp as well as in the illumination. So energy is not different from the energetic. But if you want to be controlled by the energy, Krishna says, yes, you be controlled. And if you want to be controlled by Krishna, Krishna says, yes. Therefore he says, jidathamam prapadyante. It is up to you. But you will be controlled. There is no independence, sir. There is no independence. You will be controlled. That is your nature. He cannot be controller. That is not possible. Either you be controlled by me, personally, or you be controlled. Just like in government, a person may say, I don't care for government. I don't like government. That you can say, but you are controlled. If you go against the government, immediately you will be arrested and put into the jail. You will be controlled. You can say, like a madman, that I don't want to be controlled. I don't care for government. That is not possible. Therefore, these are Dharma. If you want to be controlled by the prison house, then Krishna says, yes, you be controlled. And if you want to be controlled by the civic laws, that also you can do. These are Dharma, Prapadjanti, Tansasi, Yoham. Mamo Bhatvanu Bhatvanti. But practically, Krishna, so far those are transcendentalists, they want to be controlled by the three phases of Krishna, Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhava. Those who are impersonalists, they want to be merged into the Brahma effulgence, that is also acceptance of being controlled. It's like if you merge into the ocean, they give this example generally. So, they think that by merging, by dipping into the ocean, they become also ocean. That is not possible. You become controlled by the ocean. Suppose you dive into the ocean. Does it mean that you become ocean? And you become controlled by the ocean. They are under the impression that I am now small, drop. So, if I merge into the ocean, the Brahma, then I become Brahma. Is that a very reasonable proposal? You are a drop of water. Scientifically, what is it? Suppose a drop of water is mixed with the sea water. Does it mean the drop becomes sea? What is your scientific explanation? It is also,
It has become part of the sea.
Remains part of the sea. The part of the sea, it was. And it remains part of the sea. There, sea water means composition of so many molecules of water. What is that? So how the molecules can become the whole sea? Therefore, in the Bhagavad, it is said, Janneva vinyaka vimukta manina payasta bhavad avushuddha buddhaya. The Mahavadi philosophers are thinking that being merged into the existence of Brahma, I become Brahma. No, this is wrong. You cannot become Brahma. You remain the same. The example is given just like a green bird enters into the green tree. It does not mean that the bird is mixed. No. The bird is keeping its independence as an individual. But it appears to others, those who do not see properly, that it has merged into the tree. It is actually not merged. And because it does not merge, therefore they fall down. They didn't come out. That is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. That Janneva vinyaka vimukta manina, that thinking now I have become one with the Supreme. But actually there is a false impression. Manina. Manina means actually it is not fact, but he's thinking like that. Vimukta manina. Why are you thinking like that? Abhisuddha buddhaya. His knowledge is not perfect. Abhisuddha. Visuddha means perfect. And Abhisuddha means not perfect. Unnecessary is thinking that I become one with thee. I remain the same part and parcel, as Krishna says, Mamayivansa Jivabhut. Just like a big bag of rice, and you put one grain of rice. It remains one grain, but it appears that it has become one with the bag. That is not possible. Therefore, Bhagavad says they think like that, but actually it is not the fact. And if you question why they are thinking like that, Abhisuddha Buddha means intelligence is not very sharp. Jinnir vinda kubimukta manina tai asubhavat Abhisuddha Buddha arujya kritchena. Arujya-kritchena param padam tata patantiyada. These Mayavadis, they undergo severe penances for becoming merged into the supreme effulgence, Brahma effulgence, sajujya-mukti. It is also not easily obtained. It also requires. So therefore, Arujya-kritchena, by undergoing arujya kritchena, by severe penances and exercises, the letterless yogis, they also exercise arujya kritchena. Kritchena means severe practices. They realize Brahma. But after realization also they fall down. Arujya kritchena param padam tata patanti adha. Because there is no shelter. I have given several times this example. It's like if you go high in the sky, but if you don't get any shelter, then you come back. That's like the people are going and the moon planet. But because they actually do not get any shelter, they're coming back again. So that is the position. Simply by worshipping impersonal Brahma, after serious penance and austerity, you can enter into it, but you cannot remain there because there is no ananda. It is simply eternity. But we are actually eternity, bliss and knowledge. Very small portion. Simply eternity will not satisfy us. So eternity also part and parcel of Krishna. So you can enter. Krishna has given you freedom. Therefore he says, Jida Thamang Prabhupada. If you want into the merge into the Brahman Parjan, that you can do. Or if you simply want to realize the Paramatma, localize, that you can also do. And you can do also, come to me, just like Bhagavad Gita says, that Janti Deva Bhutadi Man Pitri Janti Pitri Bhutaha Bhutani Janti Bhutani Madhyajinavi Janti Ma. So if you want to go to Krishna and directly serve him, associate with him, that also you can do. Everything is open to you. These Thamans, Papadvanti, the materialists, they are surrendering to the material nature. That also Krishna says yes. They are working so hard, day and night, to gain material profit. Krishna says, all right, you can get it. That is also possible. But actual instruction of Krishna is that sarva-dharmān parityajyam māme kaṁ. You just personally and to me surrender. That will be beneficial. Not that everything is Krishna. You can surrender to so many manifestations of Krishna. Anything to experience that is Krishna's energy that is not divine from Krishna. That is the conception of oneness. Krishna is expanding himself by his plenary force, and we are also Krishna. We living entities, being part and parcel of Krishna, we are also Krishna. There is nothing but Krishna. Now, it is up to you if you want to surrender yourself to the Krishna's energy, you can do. You can, if you want to surrender to the Krishna's expansion, that also you can do. If you want to surrender to the Brahma, effulgence, that is also Krishna. If you want to surrender Paramatma future, that is also Krishna. And if you want to surrender Krishna directly, that is also Krishna. The Mayavadi says that whatever you do, you reach to the Supreme. But you reach to the Supreme, that is all right. But Supreme is variety. So one variety, suppose, if somebody comes into this house, if he enters to the laboratory, that is also house, but that laboratory is not the sitting place. This is variety. Simply by thinking that now I have entered the house, my business is finished. You have entered any position you have already entered, because there is nothing but Krishna. But if you be satisfied by entering into the privy, that now I have entered the house, that is not very good intelligence. That is not very good intelligence. You cannot say that the privy and the duty room or the sitting room or the kitchen, these are varieties. You cannot say by entering into the privy, you think that I have entered the duty. This is a common example. Krishna is variety. Jijathaman Prabhupada means there are varieties of Krishna's manifestation. Krishna is there. Krishna personally is there. At the same time, Krishna energy, there are varieties. Parasa Shakti Gurudaiva Suyati. Krishna is one. But his energies are multi-different energies. So, you can take shelter of different energies or Krishna directly. The best thing is to take shelter of Krishna directly. That is intelligence. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mami Samsara. But we prefer to take shelter of Krishna's energy. That is also external energy, this material nature. So Krishna has given us chance. He can work hard in this material energy, but that will not help. Therefore, those who are devotees, they also take shelter of Krishna's energy. That is internal energy, not external. Internal. Mahatmanustaman prathu daivi prakriti masi. Daivi prakriti means internal. So our business is that we have to take shelter instead of taking shelter of the external energy. That is also Krishna. There is no doubt. Krishna's Krishna energy is non-different. But that is not very beneficial to us. We have to take shelter of the internal energy. Mahatmanasamantrasa Devi Prakriti Mahasita. Devi Prakriti means internal energy. And Srimati Radharani is the symbol of internal energy. Therefore, we take shelter of Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan, and that is our perfection of life. Then it will be easier to associate with Krishna very easily. That should be our motto. Jeja thamaṁ prapadvanti tāṁ sati yojāmaṁ. Here we say, people who are attached to the bodily conception of life are so absorbed in materialism that it is almost impossible for them to understand that there is a transcendental body which is imperishable, full of knowledge, and eternally blissful. So we have now surrendered to the bodily concept of life. We have to understand, therefore, what is our spiritual life. The Bhagavad Gita teaches in the beginning that you have surrendered to the body, but it is wrong. You will never be happy. You try to understand your spiritual identification. And surrender to the spiritual energy that is required. Otherwise, you cannot avoid Krishna, just like you cannot avoid government control. That is not possible. Either you are in jail life or you are in free life, you are always under government control. Similarly, either we remain in the material world or we remain in the spiritual world, we are controlled by Krishna. There is no escape. You cannot do that. But if you remain controlled by the spiritual energy, by directly being controlled by Krishna, not by his energy or by his internal energy, then you will be happy. That is the ambition of persons who are in Krishna. Thank you.